Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quickets, your Wednesday, April 3rd edition. Got a five-game early, five-game late slate on tap for everybody. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. I saw some up-and-down results. Cash games seemed to do pretty well. Woke up to a member of the Fantasy Sports Degen Slack chat taking down the $500 mini slam or something on FanDuel for $150. Good for him. C-Vig. Guys winning at the Quant Edge. A lot of good stuff over there at thequantedge.com. If you want to check it out, if you want the paywalled articles, all the great stuff over there from all the great writers they have, plus the amazing tools, the optimizer, the park factors, the batter pitcher types. They have advanced stats tools coming out. They have like four more tools coming down the line. It's going to be really, really awesome over there at the Quant Edge. And you can get in now at a nice cheap price using promo code Bubba for the MLB season package at $25 off. Or if you just want to try the Quant Edge, see what they have to offer, you know, get some NBA playoff basketball in, get your feet wet in baseball, check out the sporting packages, all that stuff. Your first month could be $19.99 by using promo code Bubba. Good way to see if you like the tools, like the products, see what they have. They have the members Discord chat, all kinds of stuff like that. So if you just want to test it out, $19.99 for your first month using promo code Bubba. Or just jump in. I promise you it'll be worth it for the baseball season package. $25 off using promo code Bubba. All right, let's get into this slate. We'll go quickly over the five-game early, then go a little deeper into the five-game late, as deep as you can into a five-game late slate. The totals on your slates. Early slate, Brewers, Reds, 8.5. Phillies, Nationals, 8. White Sox, Indians, 7. Rockies, Rays, 7. Twins, Royals, 8.5. So as you can tell, pretty good pitching in that one. At the evening slate, Cardinals, Pirates, 7.5. Cubs, Braves, 8.5. Astros, Rangers, 9. Red Sox, A's, 8.5. Giants, Dodgers, 7.5. So a little bit more you could pick on here just looking at the totals on this slate. But overall, you know, pretty low. Weather's interesting. On the early slate, you have winds blowing in from left field in Philadelphia and Washington. You got them blowing across the diamond in White Sox and Cleveland. It's going to be really, really cold in Cleveland. And then blowing across the diamond also from right to left in Kansas City between the Twins and the Royals. On the night slate, not much. Wind blowing out to center in Pittsburgh between St. Louis and the Pirates. And then blowing in from right field pretty heavy in Texas between Houston and the Rangers. All right, five-game early slate on tap here. Here's the pitching you're looking at. Corey Kluber, 10-9 at home against those Chicago White Sox. Lots of swing and miss in those White Sox bats. You know what you get with the Klubot. Lots to like. They're almost a 26.5% K rate last year, 44% ground ball rate. And the White Sox strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching last year. They have the lowest team total on the slate at 2.75. Lefties 276, righties 287 versus the Klubot last year. Don't have to say too much about Corey Kluber. Lights out play here. If you're playing cash on the early slate, you're going to Kluber. If you're even in GPPs, he's in a great spot here against the White Sox. The White Sox, you know, they have some pop in that bat, but the swing and miss ability is tremendous. So the amount of strikeouts the Klubot should be able to rack up will really help out, even if he screws up and gives up a couple bombs. So you can work around that. I'm going to skip Aaron Nola. I'm going to respect the Nats, but if you want to be in a GPP contrarian, Nola 10-2, he's an ace. He, you know, matchups really shouldn't matter, but if I have to pick between the two, I take Kluber over Nola. When you drop down below 10K, give me some Charlie Morton at home against the Colorado Rockies. We've seen these Rockies bats just go ice cold against the Rays and even a little bit against the Marlins on the road. They're just not the same team as we know it. They picked up right where they left off year after year after year. And Morton's coming off a great start in his debut. And now he's facing a Rockies team that strikes out over 23% of the time last year versus right-handed pitching. Morton had almost a 29% K rate, and he looked filthy against the Astros his first time out. So a lot to like in that matchup against the Rockies. They have a 3.23 team total. It is the second lowest on today's slate. Lefties 302, righties 268 versus Morton last year. So I think Morton at $8,800 is in a phenomenal spot on this slate. If you can go Morton Kluber in cash games or GPPs, I think you're way ahead of the curve there in the pitching column. If not, both very, very viable on this slate. In your GPPs, Luis Castillo at $8,100 is very, very intriguing. He's at home where we've seen him pitch much, much better. They did a good thing. They didn't let him get the quality start, which sucks for many people in quality start leagues last time. But they got him out before he got beat up. And that's one of these things these managers, they like to leave the leash a little too long for some of these guys. And it happened to Castillo a lot last year. And they got him out of the 5 2/3 innings last time around. He's facing a brew crew team that hits the living crap out of the baseball. And they're in Great American Small Park. All these things don't look good. That's why it's a GPP play. But they do strike out a lot. 24% K rate. And Castillo's, he had his pitches working really, really well. Going back to almost 24% strikeout rate last year of his own and a 46% ground ball rate. The Brew Crew bats are very live in this matchup. I'm not going to say don't play them. Castillo's just a GPP play. Lefties hit 349, righties 285 off Castillo last season. And when you look at the Brew Crew lineup, there's a lot of left-handed bats in there. So GPP only with Castillo, but on a short slate, if you want to be different, no one's going to go there because they respect the Brewers' bats so much, and I get it. They are that good. But if you want to be super contrarian on a five-game slate with 10 pitchers involved, Luis Castillo would be that guy as he's got the upside to put up 20-plus DraftKings points. At the same time, it could get ugly, but big-time upside in that matchup. He's kind of like the Zach Greinke yesterday, but the matchup sucks compared to Greinke's. Greinke's much, much better than Luis Castillo's. All right, after Castillo, we've got a $7,000 Carlos Rodon, similar to Castillo, but he's $1,100 cheaper. Going up against the Cleveland Indians offense that is dreadful, so not like Castillo. A bad offense he's facing. And with Rodon, it's always been the control. Said it time and time again. He had almost 11% walk rate last year. But you got an Indians team that's just struggling tremendously without Lindor, and Jose Ramirez really hasn't gotten going because I think he's still hurt. I've said it since day one on this podcast and any other listening ventures I've done that he just it's not healthy. It's just not good at all. So I like Rodon in this matchup at 7K. It's going to be super, super cold, kind of windy there in Cleveland, a nice pitching environment in that matchup. A Cleveland Indians team with a team total that I can't find at the moment. It is 4.3. Lefties 264, righties 209. So reverse splits when it comes to Carlos Rodon. But I think he's a sneaky GPP play at $7,000. Really good matchup against a very bad offense right now in a good pitching environment today. So Carlos Rodon could be your guy if he can, you know, just not walk the world. And then last but not least, the one that baffles me the most, I mentioned it in the Discord chat last night, is Kyle Gibson, $6,300. Going up against the Kansas City Royals, the Royals team that's been okay. They've gotten it done from time to time. They got the Barrios a bit yesterday. But Kyle Gibson's no joke. Like, he's not an ace by any means, but he's not a $6,300 pitcher on a slate like this at Kansas City. A Royals team that strikes out about 21% of the time. Kyle Gibson's a -130 road favorite, and he's $6,300. This is one of those DraftKings pricings that, you know, it could just be them putting the bait out there, but usually they're still a dog, and like being a road favorite and being $6,300 does not make sense. That's usually not how the DraftKings pricing correlates. He strikes at almost 22% that he faces. He has a 50% ground ball rate. Kyle Gibson should be chalk on this slate, and even if he gets hit around, I really don't care. Like, this is the play. The Royals have a team total of 4, lefties 330, righties 303 last year versus Gibson, but what we've seen with Kyle Gibson in the past, yes, he has his blow-up games, but he has lights out, really good stuff. He's a high 7s, low 8 type pitcher. He should be priced around Luis Castillo on the slate. So $6,300 for Kyle Gibson. This is almost just a, you know, you're taking the prize play and you're running with it regardless of how it turns out. So I think, and I like Kyle Gibson anyway. I'll recommend him a lot this year. I think that's just a travesty of a price of $6,300. Okay, so recapping your pitching real quick on this early five gamer. The Klubot up top by himself, then Charlie Morton, a great play at $8,800. GPPs, Castillo at 81, and then Rodon at 7K, both have GPP appeal. And then Kyle Gibson at 63. So if you want to go Kluber Gibson or Morton Gibson, no problem with that at all. Lock and load. Have some fun. We're just going to go real quick through the hitting here. I'm not going to go position by position, but what you're looking at here when you're picking on these games, Milwaukee at Cincinnati, you're looking at the Brew Crew left-handed bats, you're looking at Yelich, you're looking at Shaw, you're looking at Moose. If Thames gets a start there, really good play as well. You're going to have to check day game lineups. A lot of day games at their night games. You guys sitting, you get value catchers. So that's why I'm only going quickly over the bats because a lot of it's going to change. Come join us in the TQE Discord chat or the FSD Slack chat, whichever one works for you. Come join us and we'll talk about them as they go. But Milwaukee left-handed bats there versus Cincinnati and Luis Castillo. On the flip side, the pitching matchup here for the Reds is Freddy Peralta of the Brew Crew. So the Reds have some interesting looks they could make here as well. When you slide on down to the Reds team total of 4.4, lefties 368, righties 239. This could be a game to target some Joey Votto love in this matchup. I like Joey Votto quite a bit. See where Winker, see where Shevler, those kind of guys are if you're trying to stack. Don't sleep on Eugenio Suarez. He went deep yesterday, but like Jose Peraza, you can make a nice little game stack of this matchup based on how much money you got left over and where you want to go. This might be the game to attack on this early slate. Reds have one of the higher team totals on the early slate. This is the game with the highest total of 8.5. Basically, lefties in this matchup on both sides is the way to go. You can one-off it with some righties, but come back to us in the chats to find out. Philadelphia at Washington. You got Aaron Nola versus Aaron Sanchez. Aaron Sanchez is super cheap if you want to take the risk at $5,900 in a GPP. I get it. Nola, I like in a GPP as well. I just respect both teams, and I'm going to stay away from this game. I think it's going to be either a pitching duel or one of those like 4-3 or 5-4 games where you don't really get benefits from the pitching at all, but the hitting can be sneaky nice. When you look at the Nats side of things, they have a 3.9 team totals, lefties 265, righties 260 versus Nola. You're looking at lefties like Juan Soto, one-offs. See where Victor Robles is in the lineup now with Trey Turner going down, which is a shame, but he could become very, very valuable in that one. And when you're looking at the Philadelphia Philly side of it, 4.2 team total, you know, Anibal Sanchez had reverse splits last year, lefties hit 264, righties 283. It's the usual suspects, though. That offense is so good. Bryce Harper, Cutchin, Hoskins, the usual suspects, but I probably won't have a lot of that game. That's just me. Colorado at Tampa Bay. Got Germán Márquez going up against Charlie Morton. Both really good pitchers. Another game I'll probably look to avoid for the most part. Both really, really solid arms. If you're looking at the Rockies, you want the lefties versus Morton. So Blackman, but Arenado's always in play. And David Dahl, those types, but I'm going to stay away there. For Tampa Bay and Germán Márquez, same thing. You want the lefties for the most part. Second, Austin Meadows, a G-Man Choi. Stuff like that could be very, very interesting if you're looking in that respect. Chicago White Sox at Cleveland. This could be interesting with Rodon versus Kluber. If you want to be contrarian, you're going to go with those left-handed bats of the White Sox. You know, Yonder Alonso, Moncada, Yomer Sanchez. You can still use Abreu if you're going full stack, but nothing too crazy there. On the Cleveland side of things, though, you want to see what that lineup looks like, see if there's any right-handed help there that you can exploit against Rodon otherwise. But don't worry about it. But we did talk about Rodon being kind of more of a reverse splits type guy. Lefties 364, righties 299. So if you want to take a gamble with a Jake Bowers type, you can, but not looking to go there. Minnesota at Cleveland wraps up, or at Kansas City wraps this one up. I mentioned Kyle Gibson. If you are targeting him, you're going like Ryan O'Hearn. You're going with Mondesi. You're going with Merrifield. That does have a lot of validity to it. If you want to go that route, I see the appeal to that in a big, big way. But if you're punting with Gibson, you're obviously not going there. And then last but not least, when you're looking at the Minnesota Twins in a great spot here, 4.5 team total, highest on the slate. They're facing Homer Bailey, 366 lefties, 365 righties. So you're looking at Rosario, Kepler, Polanco, and you could even bring it back with some of the right-handed power of Nelson Cruz, maybe some CJ Cron. Lots and lots to like there in Minnesota. A Minnesota stack should be popular and for very good reasons. So to recap things real quick, the main things I'm looking at bat-wise, I'm looking at Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and I'm looking at Minnesota. I'm looking at those three teams. Could be chalky, but those are the three I'm looking at. A lot of the left-handed thumping those. If you're not using Kyle Gibson, you can bring back some Kansas City. So stack those two games up, and I'm staying away from the other ones. The other ones would be super contrarian if you want to go there, but won't be my cup of tea unless lineups change. So again, come join us in one of the Discord chat or the Slack chat to let us know if you have any questions. All right, let's get into the five-game main slate on this one and break it on down. We have your top-priced arm on the slate, Gerrit Cole at $11,400 at the Texas Rangers. Wind blowing in from right field. Verlander looked like dog crap on Tuesday night, but we go right back to the well here against a team that will hit the ball from time to time in Texas, but you got Gerrit Cole, who is just pure, pure filthy. Texas strikes out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Cole, a 34.5% K rate last year with a 14% swinging strike rate. He's a minus almost 160 road favorite in this matchup. He is in a phenomenal, phenomenal spot against the Texas Rangers. Lefties 239, righties 301, so reverse splits there a bit. But give me all the Gerrit Cole at 11-4 on a slate with some very, very subpar pitching. The early slate's got much, much better pitching. You can look at Ross Stripling if you trust him to get deep enough into the game at 10-2 against the Giants. I totally get that because the Giants are bad. So if you want to save money on Cole, you can go to Stripling. No problem there at all. Jameson Taillon at $7,900 was really, really good last time out. And they left him out there just a little too long to the opposite of Luis Castillo. and he gave it up a little bit in like the seventh inning, but six really solid innings from Jameson Taillon his first time out. We'll look to bounce back here against the St. Louis Cardinals, a team that strikes out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching last year. Taillon was great, almost a 23% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. Lots and lots to like there. St. Louis, a 3.65 team total. That is the lowest on the night slate. Lefties do hit 316, righties 269. So the Cardinals do have some, they can strike some fear into your heart at times, but a guy like Taillon at that price point of $7,700, big fan of that price point, or $7,900, big fan of that price point tonight, and I'll have a lot of Taillon in my lineups. And last but not least, this is how bad the pitching is. Like, I really don't want to trust much else. You can look at Miles Mikolas versus Pittsburgh at 72. I get it. But is Derek Holland at $5,700 a guy that's going to limit the damage? He pitched pretty well in San Diego. Lots of swing and miss in his pitch, surprisingly, in San Diego. He faces a Dodgers team that strikes out 22.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's a heavy, heavy road favorite, so buyer beware. But he also had a 23% K rate and a 40% ground ball rate of his own last year. The Dodgers, where are you at, Dodgers? 4.5 team total, lefties 252, righties 332. So yeah, it's a terrifying matchup. There's no sugarcoating that at all. Even Belly Bombs is dropping bombs versus lefties now. So it's scary, but that's the slate we live on. And that's your pitching wrap-up. That's the night slate is not pretty. So you got Garrett Cole at 11-4. If you want to pivot to Ross Stripling versus the Giants, I totally get it, but Cole is by far and away the top option on this slate. He dropped down. You got Jameson Taillon at 79. Like him a ton at home against the Cardinals. If you want to pivot, there you go. Miles Mikolas in the same matchup at $7,200. And then last but not least, the punt I'd be looking at is Derek Holland, unless you want to go really, really contrarian with the Marco Estrada or Mike Minor, but I'm not there yet. Maybe things will change throughout the day, but my only punt would be Derek Holland out of the three punt options. So pretty bleak options, as you'd expect on a five-game slate. Let's check out the bats at the catcher's position. Not a ton to like here. You got like Wilson Contreras against Tejeron. Robinson Chirinos against Mike Minor might be a decent play there at $4,000. If Vic Caratini makes the Cubs lineup at 38 versus Tejeron, I could see that as an option as well. But other than that, there's not much. The only other one I look at is if Tyler Flowers gets to start for the Braves against Johnny Lester, he could be a nice cheaper option. But this one will really, really dictate what comes out lineup-wise. First base, you got Belly Bombs up to $5,000. Took Bumgarner deep for a granny last night. Lots to like there with Bellinger. But guys like Anthony Rizzo, we know lefties versus Tejeron is something we really, really like. You got the Cubs with a team total of 4.2, lefties 344, righties 296 off Tejeron. So a guy like Anthony Rizzo at 49 is in a great, great spot in that matchup. If you go farther down, you could be contrarian with Freddie Freeman, but I probably wouldn't. I look at guys like Tyler White versus Mike Minor at 45. He could come into play for you, or Yuli Gurriel at 42 would be a couple other options. And then in the Pittsburgh side of things, Colin Moran's first base, third base, and then Josh Bell, both $3,900. Left-handed bats versus Miles Mikolas. If you're going to attack him, that's where you're going to go. The Pirates have a 385 total, lefties 308, righties 266. We attacked Mikolas with the Brew Crew lefties. It worked very, very well. The Brew Crew lefties are much, much better than the Pirates lefties, but still, on a small slate, you got to pick your poison somewhere, and that's not a bad cheap option there with Josh Bell or Colin Moran. Second base, Jose Altuve versus Mike Minor. Jose does love his lefties, $5,200. You can go back to that well for sure. Kiki Hernandez likely leading off versus Derek Holland at 42. He had an RBI knock last night. He's in play. We know how much he likes himself some lefty, so no problem with Kiki back there at $4,200. But then when you slide on down against Bleak, like Ben Zobrist leading off second base outfield, $3,900 versus Tejeron. Adam Frazier likely leading off versus Mikolas at 39 is very, very interesting. If for some reason you want to fade Garrett Cole, Ruben Odor is always in play in GPPs at $3,900 with his power upside. So you could look there. Probably popular play if you're not using Jameson Taillon would be Colton Wong at $3,800. Nice price tag there for a guy that's just nuclear right now. And if you're going to attack Taillon, you're going to attack him from the left side of the plate. So a guy like Colton Wong definitely comes into play for you in that one. Heading over to third base, Bregman, big night on Tuesday night, $5,400 versus Minor. Really, really like him yet again. So a good spot there for Bregs. Dropping on down, though, you could roll the dice with Josh Donaldson and hope he figures it out. Or you got Matt Carpenter at 45, both in interesting matchups, not the most ideal play. I'd probably go up to Bregman. Or I'd come down to like a Justin Turner at $4,400 against Derek Holland would be another place to plant your flag. Rafael Devers at 41 versus Estrada, a couple knocks last night. He's gonna explode here soon enough. And in a good matchup versus Marco Estrada, a guy that we know gives up a lot of fly balls. So the Red Sox Definitely in play here. The 4.5 team total just behind the Dodgers for highest on the slate. But it's weird with Estrada. He's got the reverse splits. Lefty's 289, righty's 364. So keep that in mind, but that does not say I'm not in on Rafael Devers at a cheap price of $4,100. Matt Chapman, GPP at 4K against Nate Eovaldi. I don't hate it. Eovaldi throws it so damn hard. Chapman hits it so damn hard, so that ball's going to go a long, long way if you make some good contact there. Lefty's 315, righty's 282 versus Eovaldi last season. The farther down you go at the third base position, we mentioned Colin Moran earlier. Again, if you're going to try to be contrarian against Gerrit Cole, Adrubal Cabrera is only $3,900. Don't hate that at all. If you're going to be contrarian, he can easily find the cheap seats in that matchup, and he hits around the middle of that Texas order. Texas has a lot of pop in that lineup, but a lot of swing and miss also. So you'll get a lot of those games, like you saw versus Verlander last night, where they get it done, or you'll see a lot where they strike out 12 times. So pick your poison. And then David Freese, first base, third base eligible at 37, did not get the start versus the lefty last night. I'd imagine he'd be back in the lineup tonight. He could be a nice cheapie for you to take a look at. Heading over to shortstop, Bregman again at 54. Got Javi Baez versus Tehran. Could be nice and contrarian because pretty much the way to go to attack Tehran, as we said, is with lefties. So most people just focus on that and they forget that you can kind of make things interesting. And throw in a Javi Baez in your stacks because our Chris Bryant in those Cubs stacks from the right side of the plate is an interesting way to go. Or you save $500 going to Carlos Correa, who had a couple big knocks last night, had a good game. I think he had like 16 or 17 DraftKings points. So Carlos Correa at 48, worth a look for you there. He keeps getting kind of overlooked in this mess as people aren't buying into him being back just yet. So that's a good price tag there. Other than that, you got like Xander Bogaerts, much respected there. Paul DeJong at 39, nice and cheap versus Taillon. We like lefties versus Taillon, but he's nice and cheap if you want to save some cash at the position. Like a Marcus Semien at 37. I don't mind some Brandon Crawford at 36. I forgot to mention also, if you're not using Stripling, I do like, where was his price? Brandon Belt's $3,800 at first base. I do like that quite a bit if you want to save some cash at the first base position. He's been swinging the bat really, really hot out the gate, so someone to keep an eye on there. But back to shortstop, mentioned Semien, mentioned Brandon Crawford. Elvis Andrus only $3,700 versus Gerrit Cole. Again, another if you're punting, he comes into play for you there. Otherwise, see what value pops up and head to the outfield. Mookie Betts, JD Martinez, we mentioned those reverse splits, fly ball pitcher and Estrada, both in a great spot. You can save $400 and take JD, both really good plays though. George Springer is really hot right now. He's $4,900. You could ride that raid. But Ronald Acuna versus John Lester at 48, I like quite a bit. That's a stinky nice one. Sliding on down to like a Starling Marte, who got way overlooked against Mikolas. He gets on, he can run. But Kyle Schwarber at 46 versus Tehran is big time play because most people stack, you know, Baez, Bryant, Rizzo, and they forget about Schwarber, who's betting like fifth or sixth and then a lot of pop. So he's worth the look. Chris Davis versus Eovaldi is always in play. AJ Pollock versus the lefty Holland. So some really good options if you don't want to go all the way up to the top fives. You can start in the mid fours and do some damage there. Again, Joey Gallo, like the rest of the Rangers in a GPP, don't forget about him. But like Corey Dickerson, 4,300, which is a little cheaper. But nice left-handed pop against Mikolas could be a nice GPP-type play. Jake Marisnik versus the lefty Miner at 43 is in play for you as well. A little farther down the list, though, like Jackie Bradley Jr. at 4K is off to a slow start, but could be worth a look. Kevin Pillar against Stripling at 4,000. It's a small slate, so you got to be really picky. Like Ben Zobrist at 39 comes into play for you. Maybe Jose Ramirez or Martinez gets the start for St. Louis. That'd be some nice upside at 3,900. You got Steven Piscotty, Lariano at 3,900 each. They probably won't get the start because the lefty's on the mound. Like Piscotty will, but not Lariano. But keep an eye on that one. Then the farther down you go, it gets bleaker and bleaker. Yeah, there's not like Nick Markakis, but that's lefty-lefty, so you're not going to want to run to that one. Shin-Soo Chu at 37 is very interesting versus Gerrit Cole. That's one you can definitely take a look at in that matchup. But yeah, there's not much down here at the outfield position. This is pretty sad, actually. Gerardo Parra, if he's hitting good in the Giants lineup at 34, had a two-run knock last night. You know, we don't love Parra, but he's cheap. Steven Duggar, this is your punt. If he's leading off like he's been leading off all year, he's $3,200. If you're not using Stripling, that's a hell of a punt to free up some salary. So like Duggar and Parra, I don't like recommending the Giants. As a Giants fan, the offense is bad. But in that matchup, if you want some salary relief, that's where you're looking. All right, recapping your pitching, it's Gerrit Cole up top at 11-4, the elite play. If you want to save some cash, Ross Stripling's okay. Just make sure he gets deep enough into the game. Then you go farther down, got Jameson Taillon at 79 versus the St. Louis Cardinals in a great, great spot there. If you want the flip side of that one, Mikolas, interesting play, prefer Taillon over Mikolas. And then when you're punting, it's Derek Holland at 57. Is the only punt I like right now. Estrada and Minor, scary, scary, scary spots there. All right, let's look at your stacks on this night slate. Again, you got the Dodgers versus Derek Holland. That's a great spot if you're not using Holland. Obviously, the right-handed power there. And then the Red Sox versus Estrada. The Red Sox bats have been ice cold on the West Coast. Ice, ice cold. That's why Estrada is an interesting GPP play, because their pitching staff is like, their starting pitchers have an ERA of like 0.2 in the last like six or seven games. It's crazy, and Estrada's been a part of that. So if you want to get contrarian with Estrada, you can, but the Red Sox are going to explode one of these days, so be careful. The Braves versus John Lester is really interesting. Lefties last year hit 370, righties 333. That's why Freddie Freeman is in play, and that Braves stack can be very, very interesting in that matchup, so keep an eye on that one. The Cubs lefties versus Tehran is definitely in play for you there. And then other than that, it's just contrarian stuff. Do you want to be contrarian with the Rangers versus Gerrit Cole? I get it if you do. The option's on the table. The A's versus Eovaldi is worth the look. Eovaldi struggled his first start. The starting pitchers for the Red Sox are all struggling, as they're not all tuned up yet, as they got a late start to spring. So the A's could be in play for you yet again, especially for some value on those matchups. But see what lineups come out. Could be very interesting. See what lineups come out for both the early and the late slate and see how that all plays out for you. Let's check out your BVP real quick. Send you on your way. Early on, Tucker Barnhart, 4-for-7 with a double and a homer off Freddie Peralta if you want a cheap catcher. Orlando Arcia, 6-for-11 with a double against Luis Castillo. Grandal, Yelich, and Braun have all taken Castillo deep. Ryan Zimmerman, 7-for-25, 3 doubles and a homer off Nola. Rendon, 10-for-32 with a double and a homer. Rendon went deep last night as well. Bryce Harper, 4-for-14, 2 triples and a homer off Anibal Sanchez. Riamuto and Odubel Herrera have taken him deep as well. Carlos Santana, 7-for-21, 2 doubles off Rodon. Jose Ramirez, 7-for-28, 2 doubles and a triple. Jose Abreu, 16-for-50, 3 doubles and 5 home runs off Corey Kluber. There's your BVP for the early slate. Kluber does give up the long ball from time to time, though. Polka and Yelmer Sanchez has taken him deep. As a team, though, they're only hitting 209 with a 278 WOBA and a 178 ISO. So you take Jose Abreu out of the mix, and it's dreadful. Dreadful, dreadful, dreadful. Ian Desmond, 5-for-14 with a double off Morton. I wouldn't trust too much into that one. Lucas Duda, Mondesi, and Gordon have all taken Kyle Gibson deep. Gordon's 14-for-45, 2 doubles and a homer. Hosmer, Myers have 2 homers each versus Robbie Ray. You don't care about that game, never mind. Back to the night slate. Cardinals, Pirates. Adam Frazier, 5-for-15, 2 doubles and 2 triples off of Mikolas. Cervelli, 5-for-13 with a double. Matt Carpenter, 7-for-21, 2 doubles and a homer off of Jameson Taillon. Ozuna, 4-for-10. Matt Joyce, probably not in the Braves lineup, but if he is, 5-for-15 with a double and 2 homers. Freddie Freeman, though, 6-for-20, triple, 2 home runs. Not bad at all. Schwarber, 3-for-7. Rizzo, Almora Jr., and Chris Bryant all have taken Tehran deep. Cinsyu Chu, 3-for-8 with a homer off Cole. Joey Gallo's 2-for-12 with 2 home runs. So it's all or nothing with the Joey Gallo train. Yuli Gurriel, 6-for-13 with a double and 2 homers off Mike Minor. Tyler White, Max Stassi, Josh Reddick have all taken him deep. George Springer, 5-for-15 with 2 doubles. So yeah, the Astros like them some Mike Minor. Surprise, surprise. A little farther down, like JD Martinez, Mitch Moreland, Jackie Bradley, and Xander have all taken Marco Estrada deep. Benintendi, 7-for-20 with 3 doubles. Enrique Hernandez, Kiki, 4-for-7, 2 doubles and a homer off Derek Holland. Surprise, surprise. And then Pablo and Panic have both taken Ross Stripling deep. So there you go. Nice quick edition of Quick Hits. 5 game early, 5 game late. Go check out thequantedge.com if you're looking for the MLB season package. Tons of great tools coming there. Already have some, more to come. Great write-ups on the daily. $25 off the season package, promo code Bubba. Or if you want to try out all the sports, all the betting tools for your first month at $19.99 and see what you like there, use promo code Bubba. It's a great way to figure out if you like the tools or not. Get your feet wet. If not, check us out at Fantasy Sports Degens on Twitter, Fantasy Degens. The Slack chat over there is popping all the time. All sports PGA coming up. We got the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast out there with myself and Jesse. DFS Duncan's got his PGA DFS preview out there as well, so go check all that out. We got Italian Soccer with Francisco. Much, much more going on over there. We got a big Masters preview coming up for you next week on the golf front. But tons going on over at Fantasy Degens. Give me a follow on Twitter at BDintric. Lots going on. Hope everybody has a great Wednesday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, April 3rd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.